Kenny.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, it's Friday. Food Friday, September 9th, 2016. Can you believe it is the 9th day of September already? Already not taking you seriously. Already.
Yeah, that's because Labor Day turns into like a week and a half event. You look forward to it the Wednesday before, and then you look fondly back on it until like the Thursday after.
Okay. I don't know how that makes sense.
That was the entire September 1st through 8th that I just laid out for you.
Yeah. Hot dogs every day. I'm sorry.
That's how we got to September 9th so quickly.
That's right. You line up all the hot dogs side by side, and eventually you get to September 9th.
If you say September 9th,
September,
and you think that you have a cold, you sound like you're saying 7 of 9.
September 9.
No, maybe it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work at all. Hey, we're live right now. Goodstuff.fm/live. I feel there's something running from my nose into my throat as I speak.
No.
Maybe I should not have drunk the coffee through my nose, but instead aspirated it through my mouth. That did not work.
Nope.
Tuesdays and Fridays, 10 a.m. Eastern, goodstuff.fm/live. You can also call us and leave a message or just text us, 949-342-6578. Or, of course, you can email the show as well, just like Ariel did. Kenny, wanna put out a gigantic a huge shout out to Ariel. Happy birthday. It is her birthday on Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday
to you.
Ow, 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 ow.
So you yourself can also email us, Kyle@goodstuff.fm. Just say hello or lie to us and tell us it's your birthday. That's fine. Whatever. Did you order an iPhone?
No. I said I was. I had been mulling it over for the whole 2 days.
So that's why it went so fast.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The past couple of days have just like, I got to get to the pre-orders. But I did not. I just got my phone back in June.
Yeah.
I got a 6 Plus or 6S Plus, I should say. It's fine.
It's good.
I can't keep trying to convince myself that I need a new one, because the new one, the only thing that I would have liked about it is that it's faster. But I don't do anything on my phone that requires me to be faster.
Right. You're not super computing the whatever.
Yeah, and if if iOS 10 doesn't run very well on my 6S Plus, the tier underneath the iPhone 7, if it doesn't work well, then what the heck's going on? I'm just going to toss it and just throw it away.
Well,
crumple it up.
It goes all the way back, the iOS 10 goes all the way back to the 4S. No? Yes?
No, I think they finally got rid of the 4S.
Okay.
But back to the 5, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Not bad. Really don't know.
No, I don't know. Obviously, we don't know either. But what we do know is that there was an Apple event on Tuesday. Excuse me. Wednesday. I'm all turned around because there wasn't a Monday and then there were hot dogs and now it's the 9th. So what happened? I mean, there was a whole bunch of stuff that they go over in these 2 hour events. Were they always 2 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Except when
they weren't.
Good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, no. I was going to say, except when Steve Jobs did it, he really garnered the attention very well and knew how to have a presentation and really how to like develop it and make you excited. Now there's a formula and I hate it. I hate it. Tim Cook comes out and he's like, hey, I know you all been waiting for this event. and this announcement. So I'm going to make you wait another hour while we talk about boring stuff.
More like, yeah, it's about 30 minutes of hand wavy back patting.
Look at all of our accomplishments that you can read about online.
Which, hey, it's their stage. They are thoroughly entitled to do whatever the heck they want.
Totally. That's fine for them. What I'm saying is,
but you're right. It's formulaic.
Yeah. There's no. I mean, I would say the most exciting thing was when he brought Miyamoto on stage for the Super Mario thing.
Thoroughly unexpected.
Yeah, that was that. And as soon as they threw up that Nintendo logo, I said, "Oh, buy all their stock." Mm. You know how much it went up that day?
No,
27%. Just because they announced a Mario game on the iPhone.
Well, that's also because it went down 40% after Pokemon Go crashed and burned.
Nintendo at this point is super volatile.
Mm-hmm. Buy, sell, buy. I'm feeling a little. I'm feeling a little bullish.
What?
Is that not the term? A little bull?
I don't get stock market jargon and jokes, Kyle. You can't just start throwing it at me.
Bullish. Okay. Hey, so here's what they announced. iPhone 7, iPhone 7 Plus, and the additional AirPods that come with, but don't come with, excuse me. AirPods don't come with. The little dongle thingy comes with.
Right, yes.
But the new lightning connected EarPod things. Did you see EarPod or AirPod?
Wait, hold on, Kyle.
AirPod.
I don't think you understand what's going on here.
EarPod.
The lightning connected ear pods, the wired headphones with the lightning adapter, or not adapter, but with the lightning plug. Mm-hmm. Those come with the phone. Those do come with the phone.
Yes.
Plus the lightning to headphone jack adapter comes with the phone.
Yes, I know that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The AirPods.
Yes.
Separate. The $159 AirPods.
It's because my nose is stuffy. I can't. I'm sorry.
You're throwing me off here.
Gasp.
Yeah, Kyle, just gasp a couple times.
Well, the 7 and the 7 Plus went on presale last night, midnight for us here on the West Coast. And people seem to be fluctuating somewhere between September 16th and November sometime.
Wow, they're already to November?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Reportedly, what I saw on Twitter after catching up this morning while trying to drink my morning coffee and not knowing really who I am inside, was basically if you waited half an hour, your ship date moved to November.
That's insanity.
That just doesn't... I mean, I get it.
That's not a ship date. That's a, hey...
We don't have enough... And we're just guessing now.
You know what? Real time. I'm going to see if I were to get one right now.
No, don't do it. Don't you.
I just want to see what my date would be.
No.
I just want to see what my date would be.
No.
Or Kenny.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
Oh.
And you might actually
buy. 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So they must have fixed it and updated people. We'll see. I'm sure they'll send stuff out in the coming days.
When the 6 came out. This is a little story. When the 6 came out, I waited until the next day at about 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I thought, it was like on a whim. I thought, well, I have an upgrade available for my phone. I had the 4S at the point. And I just went on, I think I went through Apple. And it was, day of pre-orders, 10 a.m. I just entered a couple numbers, went into my information. And I got the earliest ship date back when the 6 came out.
Hmm.
And I think that was one of the more, sought after pre-orders.
Sure. Because it was going from the 5, which was a completely, or 5S, and was a completely different form factor.
Yeah, I was blown away. I thought, how did I get the earliest ship date at 10 a.m. the next day?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy talk. I think it was an anomaly. I think I just got really lucky. That wouldn't happen again, by the way.
No, it appears.
I'm giving people out there hope. for their iPhone 7 woes.
Don't. Because what it takes is courage, not hope.
Courage the cowardly dog.
I don't think so. That's not what they meant. But Apple was getting blown up about that whole statement, removing the headphone jack, and that it took courage, and that was the reason they did it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy. I have no opinion either way. It doesn't matter.
That's the part of the presentation that you just sweep under the rug and go, you know, guys, that wasn't the good part of the presentation, but the other stuff you did okay on.
Yeah, just stop talking at this point. It's fine. The visuals of the whole presentation, awesome. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
They looked great.
Can I just bring up before you move on?
Sure.
The iWork collaboration.
I work too, but I mean, maybe not as hard.
But I work. Mm. The collaboration demo that they did.
Yeah.
Quote demo.
Garbage.
Oh, you could tell. You could tell that it was not a demo.
Right.
I wanted it so bad to be a demo, though. I wanted it to crash and burn at the beginning of the presentation, but it didn't.
No. Mm-mm.
I have to sneeze.
That was one of those tiny little announcements that happened before the fanfare of Apple Watch Series 2, which is supposedly for swimmers, mostly. It looks about the same. You said it was a little thicker, displays 2 times brighter, water resistant to 50
Not
meters.
Not 2 times brighter. I think 25% brighter.
2x brighter display, according to literal.
Oh, no, the iPhone 7 is 25%
literally
brighter.
The slide I'm looking at right now. Don't you dare correct me at all.
I'll bullish.
Built-in GPS and watchOS 3, obviously, because we expected that to show up here sometime soon.
Y'all.
Okay. Also announced, let's see, Apple, Nike-related things running. Nike needed to save a bit of face with their running community after after putting out that update that people wanted to just throw in the garbage and go join Garmin or something. I mean, who does that? But
or Fitbit,
right?
Definitely pushing people away with that.
Yeah, don't need that.
They've been doing that since what, the second iPhone?
The Nike Nintendo's, running
the Nintendo Nike, yeah, the. I'm trying to think of when was the first time that they really had that.
Well,
they
gave up the whole wearable game, the Nike Fit Tracker thingy, maybe 3 years ago. So ever since then, I feel the shift has moved more towards the application and utilizing partner things like this.
Yeah.
So great. Good. Well, this will be for a specific person who wants this specific thing. Pokemon Go on the watch was a very long demo that I had no interest in.
Neither did I.
Great game. That's fine. But
no, it's on the decline at this point.
It is. It definitely is.
They got lucky that Apple put them in the presentation.
So that was basically it. AirPods, earbuds without the little headphone jack thing, new phones.
I like those.
It's the full gamut.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. They had an iPhone release thing, or iPhone and Apple Watch release event. They did not mention the iPad at all.
Nope, because it doesn't exist.
Surprising.
Mm-mm. No, not surprising at all.
I mean, they did knock down the price of the Pros by $50, like secretly. They didn't tell anybody, but they did. I wish that they would just allude to, and in a couple of months, we're going to talk about the MacBooks or something like that.
Nope.
Right there, MacBook updates, that needs to happen. Yeah. That needs to happen promptly. And now we can do the headlines.
Okay, perfect.
These are today's headlines.
I know we didn't really want to spend that much time on Apple, but it was important, you know? It's the news that happened this week, and now nothing's going to happen for another couple months. So we had to say something, yes?
Yep.
Okay. What's going
and
on?
And headlines, Kyle. Florida man says his Galaxy Note 7 exploded and set his Jeep on fire. Yeah, we need that like whipping fire sound from the movies.
Well, no, you've got a couple of explosions.
Yeah,
I gotta find them. But
let me tell the full story.
I'll find them.
Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 phones have had a busy couple of weeks. We talked about them on Tuesday even. They're exploding all over the place, and as a result, the company has been forced to issue a massive recall and stop shipments of new phones. Oh, and now the spark happy gadgets apparently set some poor guy's Jeep ablaze. According to a report on Fox 13 News, St. Petersburg, Florida resident Nathan Dornacher. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
And his family had just returned home from a yard sale on Labor Day when the fire started. Dornacher left his Note 7 in the car to charge while he brought a desk inside. But when he told his 8-year-old daughter and family dog to get back in the car, he realized something was not quite right. Firefighters were able to contain the explosive fire, but it was too late for his Jeep, which was totaled, according to Fox 13.
I saw a
picture on Twitter of this, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's engulfed.
It's frightening. The battery fires are, yes, a sight to behold. If you have not seen the photos of this. Now, this is all reportedly, right? I mean, this happened.
No, this is a, well, okay.
This is legit.
I think it's reportedly a starting with the phone being charged in the car.
Right.
But then that kind of, you would think, okay, well, if it wasn't, you know, you benefit of the doubt, if it wasn't the Galaxy Note 7, then something's wrong with that Jeep.
Sure.
And now eyes turn towards Jeep.
As they did in recent months. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy's
he's got the bad end on both ends.
Yeah. Two ends. Both are bad.
Both are bad.
Right.
You only have two ends.
Two. Yeah.
And that's it. Okay.
Which part's the good? The good is in the middle. Is it like a donut?
He has a dog. It's good. It's good there. He has a dog.
All right.
And Kyle, still talking about the Galaxy Note 7.
Ooh.
The FAA strongly advises passengers not to bring their Note 7 on planes.
Dumb.
In response to reports of explosive battery malfunctions in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7, the FAA has issued a statement advising airplane passengers not to use or even pack the smartphones during air travel. So here's their quote from Twitter.
Okay.
In light of recent incidents and concerns raised by Samsung and its Galaxy Note 7 devices, the FAA strongly advises passengers not to turn on or charge these devices on board aircraft and not to stow them in any checked baggage. So they're not, I mean, because we know that it's when they're getting charged is the
issue.
Bugaboo.
Sure.
Yeah. They're not even going that far. They're like, you know what? Don't even like bring a phone.
Yeah.
Just leave it at the airport. So that's, yeah. Okay. The announcement comes after Samsung suspended Galaxy Note 7 sales and issued a global recall for blah, blah, blah. Yikes.
The crazy part is I think this will end up in either Samsung completely recalling everything and saying, like, you can't even keep it.
We're not giving you the choice anymore.
You must turn all of these in. And we are getting a full refund for you or something, or we'll switch it out for a Galaxy 6, whatever those things are, 7.
Yuck.
Whatever it takes.
We'll give you an iPhone. Ha ha ha. Kyle, I think I saw a story on Tuesday or Wednesday about I think the entire recall is going to cost Samsung $1 billion.
Oh, that's so
okay.
With a stuffy M. Yeah,
that's okay. Right.
Well, Australia has already banned the phones from three of their major airlines.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of time before this
gets
hits everywhere else. I'm sorry if you have one of these. I hope it doesn't explode. And now it scares
it's a solid device, but
it scares the crap out of me because I've got one of those fast charging Nexus things, and that thing it will fill up the whole phone in like exactly. It will fill it up in like 45 minutes from a 20% charge. And it's
awesome.
It's great. It's wonderful, but it scares the heck out of me.
Oh. Well, Kyle, maybe you should tell me that on Twitter, because they just turned DMs into a chat app.
Oh, where's this one?
Yeah, Kyle, Twitter has been implementing some important updates to protect its users lately, but its most recent change could help foster better conversations. The social network yesterday tweeted a video showing off its latest addition to the direct messages feature that basically turns it into a chat app. The new feature includes read receipts. Do you call read or read?
Read.
Read receipts?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's been read?
Correct. Because read receipts makes it sound like it's a color.
Like it's red tape?
Mm-hmm.
And you're jumping through hoops?
Yeah, it sounds like an indie band from 2005. Red receipts.
Red receipts. Mm-hmm. Well, it includes that, live typing indicators, and native URL previews to foster a better sense of real-time conversations.
Okay. Twitter. Hold on. Right All there. Right. Hoop. This is not a separate application. They are additions to the Correct. Current application. Yes?
Yes.
So,
in app.
So I'm sorry, Engadget. Go bullish yourself, because Twitter did not just turn DMs into a chat app. They turned Twitter into a chat app, potentially adding Maybe. These features, but it's not it's not a separate application. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me get. Oh, you clipped. You clipped.
I
there,
know.
Well, Kyle, Twitter hasn't said when the update will roll out, but it's most likely going to be hitting your DMs within the next few days.
And please don't.
Here's the point. A full-fledged chat app will make Twitter a lot more similar to other social networks, which has a far more advanced and totally independent messaging app. So, had they turned this into a separate app, like the DM app, or just called it like Direct, pretty good, actually.
Just call it Slide, so that's where you go. You slide into.
Isn't that into
the DMs.
Counting Crows song?
I don't think so. Slide into the DMs?
No, slide.
No. Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
That is not correct. Bare Naked Ladies, I think.
I'm looking this up, buddy.
Oh my gosh. Are you really? You don't need to do that. You really don't.
Okay.
We don't it's need not I don't crows. Need I don't need any more what Counting is, Crows in my who, life. I have who, zero right who now.
Needs slide.
And having slide and having song. Any of that is not no. Mm-mm.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Dolls.
Kyle, and last but not least, happy 50th anniversary to Star Trek. On September 8th, 1966, exactly 50 years ago yesterday, the very first episode of Star Trek aired on television. And the internet was abuzz with news, and I watched an outtakes video of just like Captain Kirk outtakes.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. It was awful. He's a terrible actor.
No, he's great. He's good. Jim.
No.
Yes.
No, he's bad.
No, he's great.
Ugh.
He is so great. Come on.
Shut up and do the ad read.
Move on. All right, Kenny, I will. This episode of Morning Show is hosted to you and delivered by Feed Press. Well, I'm trying
off to
say,
a great start there, buddy.
I know. Oh, boy.
Already not taking you seriously. Already.
Well, thank you. but you should take this seriously, Robo Kenny. Feed Press is a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform featuring accurate subscriber, podcast download tracking and geolocation tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks, a slick drag and drop. You got both podcast hosting interface and everything you need in order to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. It's a podcast publishing platform. All the P's. Mm-hmm. Now featuring 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly and a new podcast post creation system. You can easily add show notes, artwork, and upload 4 high quality bitrate MP3s per month. Upgrading storage is easy and affordable, of course, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. FeedPress offers an automatic migration tool as well, so you can make the transition to their service with ease. Just answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned into your FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on what you do best, which is probably sit on your butt and watch Star Trek reruns.
Woo!
FeedPress offers free migration assistance as well. It'll take care of all that hard work for you, so you can just sit back and relax. Support is responsive and available 7 days a week via email. Get in touch. They can help you. FeedPress is trusted by many popular blogs and podcasting networks. Electric Shadow Network, or ESN, Slideshow Network, Unprofessional, The New Disruptors, Inessential, The Brooks Review, 512 Pixels, and of course, right here, goodstuff.fm. So sign up today. Try it. FeedPress. Feed.press is where you're going to want to go. You'll get a 14-day trial with no contracts or any commitments at all whatsoever. Use the promo code MORNINGSHOW. One word, morning show. You know, this one right here. Hi. During checkout, you'll get 10% off your first year. Thanks, FeedPress. So nice. Thank you. Here's something you can relate to, Kenny. Mickey Mouse's first words were hot dogs, hot dogs. In 1929.
Not hot dogs and hamburgers?
No, hot dogs and hot dogs. Hot dogs, hot dogs. And that's all that Mickey Mouse has said for the last nearly 100 years here. He's just Mickey the hot dog mouse.
All right.
Can you imagine if that was true? It would be awful. It was in the Carnival Kid, which I've never seen. I've never actually watched it. But who...
I haven't seen a lot of Mickey Mouse, Kyle.
Yeah.
I would expect you to have seen this one.
Did you laugh
like... This predates you by about 60, 70 years.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe less than that.
No.
I think you're right.
No.
Kenny, lions can get hairballs the size of footballs. Come on, get it out. Go ahead. Come on. Can you imagine, though? Do you think they're deflated, or do you think they're...
they're Tom Brady deflated.
Oh, OMG. Did you see that football game last night?
I saw the hits from the football game last night.
True.
Yikes!
Yeah, pretty scary. Straight to the helmet. Something's got to change. Hey, speaking of things that don't need to change, pizza. Mm-hmm. Pizza boxes cannot be recycled if they have any bits of pizza on them at all.
What?
Did you know that? Come on.
Gee, I've been putting them in the recycle bin.
Are you?
For years.
Oh my gosh! I'm kidding.
I knew that. Of course, you got to take the food out of there.
Well, no. Even if it has pizza grease, you cannot recycle it.
But there's no way to remove pizza grease from cardboard.
Yeah, you.
Otherwise, it's
you suck. Wait. You suck it up. Oh, yeah.
You look like an ice cream cone. Okay, so what you're telling me is, so the only pizza boxes that you can recycle. Put in that in big quotes, is like unused pizza boxes?
That is correct, yes. Come on. So don't do that. If you have any leftover pizza that you're leaving in the box, put it in the fridge.
Yeah, I guess. Because
that is where it belongs. I retweeted Morning Show AM on Twitter. I retweeted a legitimate, Oakland Raiders running back, I believe, who is on Team Cold Pizza. So I've got to say hello to them. We're on your side right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Kenny, speaking of food, I've got a national day for us to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's right. Today's national. Oh, now I've got it. This is going to be perfect. Oh, no. Come on. I have it. It's just going to take me. Here we go. Today's national day is Wiener Schnitzel Day. It's Wiener Schnitzel Day, Kenny. Wiener Schnitzel. Hey, listen.
With the
Wiener Schnitzel.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
It is a national dish of Austria, so I apologize if my Disneyification of overall Eastern European music has offended you. I apologize.
But this Kyle, that track that you're using is from the Village House.
Yes.
It's Austrian. It's Austrian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, then. Everybody! So here,
maybe I shouldn't have given you permission.
You really, really should not have. In the Sound of Music, Kenny, Maria saying that schnitzel with noodles is one of my favorite things.
What?
Sound of Music? You know.
Oh, okay.
The Sound of Music. Come on. You've heard it, right?
I really wanted this to be a segment about the fast food chain Wiener Schnitzel.
No, not at all.
That's all they wanted.
it's about the Sound of Music. It's about the name. It's the Viennese scallops, referring to the scallops of veal. Der Schnitz means a slice or a cut. So I feel like I'm the Der Schnitz. Wiener.
No, I'm not even gonna
respond. Hey Kenny, Wiener Schnitzel is a thin, breaded, fried veal cutlet. Fried, twice fried, served with a slice of lemon, traditionally served with a simple green salad or cucumbers, plus a German potato salad or boiled parsley potatoes, which I've never had and sounds luxurious. Lingonberry jam can also be served as a condiment. So you can find that at IKEA or wherever you find your local lingonberry.
Yes.
So there you go. Wiener Schnitzel. Have you ever had it? Have you ever been to a German restaurant or an Austrian restaurant, which I don't think that exists around here anywhere, but have you had
it? No, I have not.
Really?
No. I haven't been able to sample a lot of worldwide cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not sampling my thing. I like to watch it on TV. You know,
You want to watch the Wiener Schnitzel on TV?
You know what I like watching those when Gordon Ramsay goes around and tells people that they're failing
yes.
at serving cuisines. That's my favorite. So I'm watching all the wrong ways to do it.
Sure. Sure, that makes sense. But you don't you aren't watching the Austrian version of
I don't think
Gordon
that has
Ramsay.
Ever happened on the show that I watch. No.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you could have it with beef, chicken, mutton, pork, turkey, boar, reindeer, pretty much any meat at all, so long as it's mentioned that it is not a veal cutlet, because apparently in Austria the term is actually protected by law. So Wiener Schnitzel is only for veal cutlet, and then you have to add a little vom schwein to say that it's using pork or any other meats. Protected by law. I wish my food was protected by law.
The song ended, and I think it really kind of deflated that segment.
Well, then maybe we move on.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with Record of the Week. If we skip one, it messes up the cadence of voting and getting back to you with the results. But also, nobody really cares. Nobody's voting. Nobody cares about these different records. And so I feel like we either need to, we're at a point here. This is getting serious. We're at a point here where we need to decide, are we going to do these records? I'm losing my voice now. Hold on. We're at a point now, Kenny, where we either need to accomplish these world records or we need to stop doing this segment.
Oh.
So what do you think? I'll leave it to you and the listeners. You can decide. Do you like the record of the week? Did you like when it was a record of the day? Do you like voting on these? Obviously not.
Do you skip this section?
Do you completely skip this entire segment and turn the podcast off right here? Because we're talking about the podcast. It's very backseat baseball. That's a term you came up with yesterday. I'm gonna run with it.
Okay. Hey, guess what? We're not gonna do this on air, but you'll find out on Tuesday if we've kept it or not.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Here's a segment that I'm fully committed to, and I know is wonderful and makes me feel good inside. And I'll just tell you about it. Kenny, it's upvote, downvote.
All right.
So we're going to read a couple of popular and trending stories. We'll decide whether or not they should be upvoted or downvoted. First off here, you put this in here. Tell me a bit about it.
Okay. This is a product on Amazon. It's no tie shoelaces for kids and adults. Elastic athletic running shoelaces. What this does, it's like these little shoelace nub things that you put instead of lacing up your shoes. You just put these elastic bits, in the holes on your shoes. Yeah.
Yes.
And it just kind of lines the shoes.
You should mention that they're they connect the two holes across the tongue of the shoe.
Yeah.
They do not crisscross or go up and down. Correct. So you have multiple of these shoelace apparati to put into a shoe at once.
Correct. There are
a lot of different colors here. Fun, colorful, awesome shoelaces, they say. No tie silicon shoelaces.
Yeah,
multicolor.
Anyway,
boop, 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 boop.
So I just wanted you to see this because I thought, what an awesome idea.
Yeah.
And I want this.
Look at the you, Kenny. You can actually stack them. Let's see. I can cast this. I don't want to do that. are you looking at the Amazon page right now?
Yeah, I am.
Click on the fifth image from the top. Couple of pink shoelaces there.
Uh huh.
You can basket weave it.
Yeah, you can.
So that's not bad. To maybe increase the tension, put one. Okay, one at the top, and that's it.
And that's it.
Hmm. Okay. They're silicone, though.
Gonna hold it together. That's it. That's all they're gonna do.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to run in these.
Currently, I have shoes that. I don't really think they need shoelaces at all.
Okay. No, they don't. They don't have any.
Well, they do have shoelaces.
Do they?
All they do is make it so that the top of the shoe is just tighter to your ankle.
Ah, okay.
That's
you
all.
And you and I quite seriously wear the same shoes, do we not?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't gonna say literally because we don't literally wear the same ones because that's not possible.
Correct. Same style though.
Same exact style. Yes, they are almost like a swimsuit material. Yeah. Like a wetsuit. They just conform to your body.
Yeah, mine get wet with sweat.
Okay.
Sweatsuit.
I don't like that at all. So upvote for this or
oh, down? Yeah. If I had shoes that were all lacy like this, lazy, I would use these.
Those are my nighttime shoes, though. The lacy ones.
So they say you don't need to like stop and tie your shoes. You don't break shoelaces.
Yeah.
Your shoelaces don't get caught in anything.
Ooh.
Your shoelaces aren't too long and
right.
Dragging behind you.
Right.
You don't have to tie your shoelaces on important occasions. They show some dress shoes. I don't think you're going to put these on dress shoes.
Is this episode brought to you by Silicon Shoelaces?
No, it's not. This is just upvote, downvote. Okay. And if you want to take a look at these on Amazon, the link is in the show notes. Yeah. Where can they find the show notes?
Oh, well, Kenny, I'm so glad you asked. I love that I have these laughs here. You can find the show notes, goodstuff.fm/morningshow/319, or of course at our own website, the one that we've got full control over and have no problems not showing you any other episodes other than the latest one, morningshow.am. Ha.
Ha.
So what do you think? Upvote?
Oh, upvote. Yeah, totally.
I got it. Next one here, Kenny. This Star Trek song that you'll never be able to get out of your head ever, ever, forever and ever. Did you watch the whole video?
Nope.
Okay. So I did.
I only threw this in here because I saw the GIF of the Pizza Enterprise here.
Yeah. The song itself is not about pizza.
Darn it. Here we go. Boldly going forward because we can't find reverse.
Yes. So it's freaky because they put these weird clay eyeballs on top of potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And everything else is made of clay. And they do impressions of people from the original series. You can go watch it. It'll be in the show notes, but at one point, the Enterprise is made of pizza and sausages and a what looks to be like a hoagie roll, like a baguette of sorts. Mm-hmm. Here. I got the song out of my head pretty quickly because it was difficult on a telephone to really hear the words that they were saying. So I won't play it for you. You can go watch that for yourself. It's Star Trek related, and I don't know how long this has been around, but it looks like it's from like the 70s. So No,
I think it's from the early 80s. Well, it looks like a thing that Weird Al would have done.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's definitely before Next Generation because they're still writing the, you know, original series, Captain Kirk, Spock,
right
vibe. And as soon as Picard entered the fray, he was the go-to.
As captain?
As captain.
Yeah. Okay.
He's my favorite.
I'll say upvote. Because it's Star Trek. And that's fine.
You need to listen to it.
Happy 50 years. Please go listen to it. You can do that. On a related Star Trek note, Kenny, ThinkGeek yesterday, this made the rounds. They came out with a Bluetooth-based communicator that you can wear. The hopes and dreams that I had for humanity have just been answered completely and satisfactorily.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming soon in November. No official dates here, but you can pre-order this. It's a Star Trek communicator comm badge thing with a built-in microphone for hands-free calling. I don't know what the button press action will be like when you tap it because there's no video here, but
right, it's just one photo.
Yes, it's got a wireless range of 33 feet, so you can't go too far away from your starship.
Phone.
No. I thought this would contact the starship.
Once connected, one touch answer and ends calls, plays and pauses audio, or accesses Siri, Google Now, or Cortana. So they're having this support iPhone, Android, and for some reason Windows. Why? Yeah.
No. You can't. Because it's Bluetooth. It works with everything. It'll probably work with your computer. Yeah, come on. It'll work with your computer too. Can you imagine somebody on the subway or the train listening to music through their Star Trek comm badge communicator?
No, Kyle. I don't think that's how that works.
It's Bluetooth though.
Right. It's a control device. It's not going to play the music out of your combat.
I've always wanted a like tappable, always available pause and play button. Something I could toggle that's on my mm-hmm. person. Yeah. Maybe a tattoo, a subdermal. Yeah, a subdermal eye beacon technology, maybe.
Or like when you snap, just pause.
No.
That would be awesome.
More like I want to think about it, and then it pauses the music.
I'm walking on the street and I punch someone in the face and
it pauses your music. Exactly. Or you find a cat and you touch its paws and it pauses all the music in the whole world.
Well done.
Upvote for this?
Upvote for sure.
All right. I agree. And Kenny last here. This is a video, so you can go watch it yourself, but I will play the audio from said video because that's all we can do because it's a podcast. This is an 8-year-old golf prodigy, according to Dig, that completely destroys and downs a drone while hitting a golf ball. You can hear it in the background.
Loud. Oh, loud.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And it's going down. So it's got the...
drone down. 8-year-old girl. Killed this drone.
Yep. So the drone is completely destroyed. Not happening. She said she's sorry. But...
Wow, look at the controller that guy's holding.
It's got a little camera on it. I assume that the drone was in place to analyze the golf swing and or track the ball, which would be great. That sounds like a pretty good use of drone technology. Put a little tracker on the ball, and you go find the ball, and you show me where it is. I like it.
It hovers over
where your
ball lands.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. Like third
is that,
person.
Is that the future?
I don't think it's the future because we keep hitting them out of the sky.
We keep hitting them out of the sky.
We keep hitting them out of the sky, kitty.
I will say upvote for this because that was a good swing.
Upvote. Good. I agree. Well, here we are. 8:00. We have 15 minutes. Time for us to get to Food Friday.
I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Ketchup!
Oh, ketchup. Or we're gonna talk about ketchup. I guess we're talking about... So what's the debate? What's happening right now?
Let me pull it up.
Did things get serious? Because I do have a ketchup-related story. I'm going to tell you about it real quick.
Yeah, let's do that one first.
So this is the Heinz ketchup cake. And it's grossing the internet out. For some unknowable reason, Heinz, the world's leading ketchup purveyor, recently decided to put a recipe for ketchup cake on its bottles in Canada. Because people in Canada love ketchup. Ketchup chips, ketchup cake. Only see things, though. So, Ketchup Canada. This being the internet, of course, Kenny. Some sick people on Reddit actually decided to make the dessert on the back of the ketchup bottle. Canadians, I guess. And people have been freaking about. Ah, hello, I'm freaking about. They're freaking out about this whole stomach-churning creation known as the Heinz ketchup cake. Would you try this? There's a whole YouTube series of the person making the cake, so you can go watch that as well. That'll be in the show notes.
I need to establish my ketchup solidarity and say, yes, Kyle, I would definitely try this.
Secretly, I wouldn't.
Really?
But outwardly, I will.
Do you have a ketchup aversion?
No, in fact, I love ketchup. I have the mustard aversion.
Uh-oh. Okay. Why? What's wrong with mustard? Because we've had a brief conversation about hot dog toppings, Mickey Mouse toppings. Maybe a year and a half ago with our very own Jordan Cooper,
who
probably no longer listens because he's got way better things to do, but hot dogs, ketchup, not okay. Mustard, totally okay.
Wrong. Backwards. You can put mustard on a brat, schnitzel, on a bratwurst,
schnitzel.
Mm-hmm. You can do that. That's fine. Like a spicy brown.
Okay. But no yellow.
That weird like food dye yellow mustard.
Yeah.
What is that stuff?
Deli.
No.
Why not? Why? What's wrong with it?
What is a mustard?
A mustard is actually a plant. The mustard plant creates the mustard seeds, which are then ground up into a yellow paste mixed with the likes of things like vinegar, etc., and turned into the condiment that we all enjoy.
Not all of us.
Well, you're wrong.
Nope. Ketchup is where it's at. You know what ketchup does, Kyle?
They're completely.
It lets me know that my food is bleeding
for you.
Ketchup is the lifeblood, literally, it's not my food.
No.
Yep.
That's.
Yep. Is this a burrito or a dog?
Or is it ketchup? From both.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna leave it there. Here's something that I do need to do though. I need you to tell us, Kenny, about Alphabet and how they've partnered with. Our friends.
Is this a burrito?
From Chipotle. Because I'm going to go
I thought you would have had Al Sharpton.
Oh,
Chipotle.
Find. Chipotle.
Oh my gosh, you have to type find?
Well, so I can't find it.
Ow.
But close enough.
You are dumb. Kyle, Google parent company Alphabet is teaming up with fast casual chain Chipotle to test drone delivery for Virginia Tech students, according to a report from Bloomberg. I'm getting all tongue-tied right now. Just like my mouth is watering from thinking about Chipotle burritos. The pilot program, literally, marks a turning point for Alphabet's Project Wing division, giving the team ample room to experiment with airborne burrito deliveries in one of the first commercial programs of its kind to be greenlit by the U.S. FAA. The drones, which will be hybrid aircraft that can fly both and hover in place, will make deliveries coordinated by a Chipotle food truck on campus. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a base of operations as a food truck, and then it's like, all right, anywhere on campus, just send the drone, and it's got the burrito.
I need this.
I do too. How is this starting in Virginia Tech and not in our neck of the woods?
Our tech of the woods?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Caltech. I don't know.
I want burritos.
Well, the problem is that I would not want a standard Chipotle burrito. I would either want an overstuffed burrito, or I would want a burrito bowl. And the delivery...
They could probably do that too.
I don't know about that.
They can seal a burrito bowl.
Is it really sealed though? Because when that flips over and that guac,
well, hold on,
slathers the entire
Are you thinking that the drone is just picking up the foil of the burrito?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, it cradles it. Can you imagine like how
crazy?
No, it's how you pick up a newborn. You gotta just You one hand through the back and then one supporting the neck. And then
you eat it.
And then right into the mouth. Mm-hmm.
Just like a baby.
Yeah, exactly like a baby. So get excited because Chipotle coming in hot.
Literally. I think that's their slogan, in fact.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
But
yeah. Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, this Mexican restaurant admitted to recycling uneaten chips and salsa.
All right, now play the vomit. Wrong.
Unwilling to let all those fried tortillas go to waste, Su Casa, your house.
No, it's not.
Yep, it's Su Casa, a Mexican restaurant in South Haven, Michigan, has been accused of re-gifting its complimentary appetizers, taking the chips and salsa that appeared to have been untouched and unscathed and placing them back onto new customers' plates.
Ooh.
The restaurant's policy reportedly came to light last week after a server's mother shared Su Casa's decidedly unsanitary practices in a Facebook post.
Good.
Now, here's this. This is the most worthy portion of this. The owner of the restaurant claims he didn't know he was doing anything wrong.
They never do, Kyle.
That is true. Here, let's have Garko read what the owner of the restaurant. Garko, owner of the restaurant, believes.
I thought it was okay. The health department said it's not possible. You cannot do that.
Mm-hmm. So,
I like that the health department now turns into the robot. You cannot do that.
You cannot do that. Yes, that's correct. So what would you do? What if you were receiving and maybe okay, so, a whole so bunch
I'm a hypothetical
of
customer here?
That is correct. Hello, sir. Would you like some chips and salsa?
Well, yeah. Is it complimentary?
Of course it's complimentary because it came from the table over there. Technically, as more customers come in, they are then buying the next table their chips and salsa. You know, like
is this like when you're, chips and salsa forward?
Yes, yes. It's like when you're in line at Starbucks and somebody in front of you buys your drink, and then the implicit action is to then buy the drink for the person behind you. Basically,
have you ever done that?
We're doing no, absolutely not. We're doing that for.
Has anyone ever done that before you?
No.
So you—that's just a theory now in the air for you.
I actually did that recently for a car wash, but I knew the person behind me, so I don't know if that counts.
That doesn't count.
Okay, so I have to do it for somebody I don't know.
I would say, what did the person behind me get? They got that? Okay, cool. I'll pay for theirs. Just spit in their drink.
Ah, please. Would you actually? And can you change?
I'll pay double.
Change that to a vanilla latte. I know they ordered a mocha, but just can you just switch it for me? Okay, thanks. I'll pay for that one.
Can also, you put bits of bacon in it, please? Also, they are vegetarian.
Also, give them an additional drink. I'm not paying for the drink that they bought, but I want to give them this.
They'll hate it.
I didn't order two drinks. So there you go. Mexican restaurant giving out used potato chips.
Not potato chips.
Yeah. They're giving it. Come on. They're giving.
You know, I love salsa with my potato chips.
Holy cow.
Grubby chili fingers. Yeah.
At a Mexican restaurant. That's funny.
I'm going to move on, Kenny. Let's decide whether this is real or fake. Okay. And you will need to watch it. This is someone submerging themselves in 1,250 bottles of hot sauce, reportedly. It's from Simri Kendar. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's fine. A YouTube personality from the UK. They poured a whole bunch of hot sauce into a bathtub and then sat inside it and put their head underneath the chili juices.
It looks like he does this a lot. He does this with other things, too.
Yes. I will say, though, that with 45,000 subscribers and 5 million views on the hot sauce one, I'm calling shenanigans on this. The way that the hot sauce is beating on the body looks more like tomato juice than hot sauce.
Yes, I agree.
So putting the hot peppers in there was only a distraction to the probably...
Oh, wait, hold on. He ate some of it. He ate a pepper out of the bath.
Which is fine. That is completely fine, but it has nothing to do with whether or not... All
right, he went underneath, 12, and then he got it in his eyeballs, I think.
100, yes. Now watch the reaction, because I would be more likely to probably grab the person's camera and throw it out the window and say, this doesn't matter. My life does not matter. Everything needs to stop now. The world is screaming.
The aftermath looks like he has burns on his body. I don't know, it might be real.
No. It doesn't look like burns. It looks like someone slapped the skin.
I shouldn't say burns. Irritation.
Okay. Irritation. It does look like mild irritation. I would assume his face would be puffy from the irritation into
the eyeballs.
Or orifices on your face. Yes.
Yeah, but, we go to ears.
Who knows? Multiple hours later was when that second video was taken. You would need to go to the hospital for this. So I don't know. If it's real, incredibly, incredibly poor choices were made. If it is fake, then good on you because you got a whole bunch of views and you need to just throw an ad in front of that. So nice work.
I think the best part is that you have to decide. You can't tell. Is this
a burrito or a dog?
Ah, dang it. I was trying not to do it, but you walked right into it.
Yeah. Always do, Kenny. Always do. You can find notes for this episode and watch some of the videos that we've discussed in both segments, the Food Friday segment and the Upvote Downvote segment over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Mm-hmm. You can also email the show, Kyle@goodstuff.fm, for questions, concerns, complaints, or shout-outs, barf-outs. I think we should call them barf-outs, puke-outs, something. We got to trademark it.
I don't think we want to trademark that.
I want to trademark it. So I'm going to.
All right.
We're going to spend money to make that happen. Hey, you can also follow the show, GoodStuffFM on Twitter. Is for the whole network, and the show is Morning Show AM. Kenny is Pizza Robotics, and I am Dog Burps. Question mark. If you would, we would appreciate it. A rating and a review over on iTunes. A good portion of the listeners have done that so far. And if you have not, well, shame on you. You should. If you have iTunes or have any ability to access the iTunes, we would appreciate it. A huge thanks to Feed Press for delivering this episode to your ears. We'll be back next week discussing more videos and things like we usually do. Mm-hmm. Potato chips.
Oh, gosh.
Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.